Nothing, however, compares with the fate of cod. In the late 15th century, the explorer John Cabot found cod in incredible numbers on the eastern banks of North America, shallow areas of water popular with bottom-feeding fish like cod. Some of these banks were vast. George Banks off Massachusetts is bigger than the state it abuts. The Grand Banks off Newfoundland is bigger still, and for centuries was always dense with cod, though they were thought to be inexhaustible. Of course, they were anything but. By 1960, the number of spawning cod in the North Atlantic had fallen to an estimated 1.6 million metric tons. By 1990, this had sunk to 22,000 metric tons. In commercial terms, the cod were extinct. Fishermen, wrote Mark Kurlansky in his fascinating history, Cod, had caught them all. The cod may have lost the Western Atlantic forever. In 1992, cod fishing was stopped altogether on the Grand Banks, but as of last autumn, according to a report in Nature, stocks had not staged a comeback. Kurlansky notes that the fish of fish fillet and fish sticks was originally cod, but then was replaced by haddock, then by redfish, and lately by Pacific pollock. These days, he notes dryly, fish is whatever is left. Much the same can be said of many other seafoods. In the New England fisheries off Rhode Island, it was once routine to haul in lobsters weighing 20 pounds. Sometimes they reached 30 pounds. Left unmolested, lobsters can live for decades, as much as 70 years, it is thought, and they never stop growing. Nowadays, few lobsters weigh more than 2 pounds on capture.